Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton. Today we have a show about Anonymous, or should I say Anonymous. John will be with us in just a minute. He's the co-host, and he's from New York City. I'm from Quebec. So, basically, in the last few days, I've come across a number of things that pissed me off about Anonymous. And I have written and made videos on the subject a number of times in the past, going back to 2013. I made a video called Fuck Anonymous, and then a second one, a third one, and each time progressively knowing more and explaining more. They're available on YouTube. If you look up James Easton and Anonymous, you will be able to find the videos, and it's pretty clear to see. It says "fuck Anonymous." So here's John in just a sec. John, how's it going?
Okay, James, how are you?
Oh, you know, pretty good. It's raining. It's shitty. It was cold. I made a little fire in the stove there, and I warmed up
cool.
a bit.
About to rain here too.
Neighbors dropped off some beer, so
nice.
I was operating the liquor cabinet. And
not like free suds.
As a craft dinner to you American folks, that's macaroni and cheese. Yeah, craft dinner originated in Canada, but I won't
cool.
even go into that. Yeah, I know we're special.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, there's an episode of South Park where they wanted to go to Carl's Craft Dinner Palace when they went to Canada. anyway, I thought that was pretty funny, but. All right, so Anonymous. I say that for a reason.
Yeah.
They are cowardly, pathetic losers. And there's a number of reasons, but I want to hear what you got to say about them.
Well, I don't know, the whole, you know, hiding behind a mask thing.
Yeah, right.
Kind of gets me. It could be anybody. You know, there's rumors that it's the government, you know. CIA, NSA, whatever, you know, FBI, shit like that.
CHA, LMNOP.
Yeah, pick your, you know, abbreviated alphabetical agency.
Right.
You know, and that they're like pot stirrers and you know, you know, agent provocateurs, whatever you want to call it, you know, they're stirring the shit.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So I don't really know what to think of it. I know a lot of people, you know, young kids get, you know, pulled into it because of the whole hacking thing, but they really don't understand what they're getting involved with and the repercussions. You know, some have been arrested and all of that, you know, for attacks on certain sites and things of that nature.
Yeah, what I think it is...
You know, I never really, I'm just saying the whole mask thing, you know, I never really, you know, got beyond that because they're all hiding and, you know, it's supposedly anonymous, but, you know, if you do anything drastic, you're still going to get arrested no matter, you know, whose face you're hiding behind.
It's hardly anonymous. Anonymous is a misnomer. It's not correct at all.
Right, and I think it's
the real anonymous entity to the Borg, which is like from Star Trek, right? Where they all have a collective mind, but they all speak
at
once.
Yeah, they assimilate into one group.
Right.
And I think it's another instance of a way to out, you know, people that are dissenting, you know, dissenters.
Right. Right.
And, you know, gather them in one place so it's easy to pluck them out when the time comes, if and when the time comes.
Right. No,
that's my personal opinion on it. So I'd rather just say my name is, you know, John Emery Dore IV and go fuck yourself. Here I am.
Right.
Grow a pair of balls like a fucking man and speak out like a fucking real American underneath the Constitution.
Yeah,
well,
don't
we be still got the First Amendment. Right, exactly. Fuck all that bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Most
and I'll use them.
country to do. But let me just say that and interject that the country you knew isn't there anymore.
Oh, yeah, and I know. Half the constitutional rights have been stripped away already.
Yeah,
and even though I'm reading that they're going to do away with the supposedly, you know, the senators and the congressmen or whatever are now, like, saying, oh, we're going to, you know, denounce the Patriot Act as if that means anything because they still have the NDAA.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a whole bunch of bullshit, too.
It's like,
but,
you got two dicks up your ass and then they're just going to pull one out. You still got a dick.
Yeah, right. Like if it means anything. They can still fucking kick your door in and black bag you fucking without due process anytime they fucking feel like it.
Yeah. So that's why everybody has a duty and a responsibility to stand up
speak out. Right.
And,
speak out.
You can look at it like this. It's like a test. People are being tested to see if, you know, do you really want to have your life and your freedom and your stuff, or, you know,
right,
you
how bad you want to fight for it.
You know, but I don't think it's a test. I think they really do want to wipe everybody out.
Oh, of course. They wanted to wipe everybody out before the fucking ink on the Constitution dried. And that's what they've been doing ever since.
Because
freedom
America
is such a threat to these fucking scoundrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to throw in a couple more things about Anonymous here.
Okay.
The masks are made by near slave labor in third world countries.
Right.
And they're then brought to, they're shipped to a corporation where they're sold.
Right.
Assuming that the people that made the movie V for Vendetta actually are profiting from these masks. So what you're doing is counterintuitive. You're paying money to get a mask, and the money's going to the companies that are owned by the rich assholes that are fucking you over, fucking up your ass. So it's ridiculous.
The same thing, you know, buying an iPhone does.
Well, yeah.
The
same thing.
Exactly. You're claiming to be about freedom, yet you're giving all your money to corporations that are utilizing human slave labor in communist countries, and not even paying taxes here in America.
I knew the profits
that they're making. So
I knew
yeah, go freedom.
Was a bad apple from the start.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to use that pun. Come on, you're supposed to go, yeah!
Apple sold 91 million iPhones in America alone last year.
Oh, my God.
Put that into perspective. Add up the taxes that they robbed the American economy and the American taxpayers.
$78 billion.
They make roughly $400 per unit times 91 million. Do the math on that. What are the taxes on that? They didn't pay one red cent. Because all the congressmen and senators are invested in them and, you know, write the laws that allow all these corporations to move all their profits offshore to the Caribbean and Switzerland without being taxed. Go America.
Right.
Go freedom.
The other thing is, I suggested that people consider this, is that these masks are... you don't know what they're made of. You don't have, like, an ingredient on them. And also, you don't have any knowledge as to whether or not there's a chip in them.
Right.
So
that's the rumor I've heard.
Until you smash it apart.
There's a chip embedded in them.
Well, there could be, but there might not be. But it's a question you should ask yourself.
Stick it in a microwave and see if it fizzles.
Okay.
if it
fits
in the microwave.
Everybody stick your mask in the microwave, and we'll leave it at that. Okay, so and of course they know who you are.
Right.
They've been data mining everybody's information for the last 7 or 8 years that we know of.
Unless you bought your mask with cash on the street somewhere.
Well, I don't know if you can do that, but
even if you did, they probably got a fucking camera, taking photographs of your irises and your fucking face for data, you know, face recognition.
Right.
Hey, in front of the place on the street that sells them.
Oh, yeah?
I wouldn't doubt it.
All right. And in the Bible, it says Matthew, I don't know the actual chapter, I think chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
It says that Jesus is walking along, and then he comes across an insane person, and he says this guy has demons in him. And then he asks the guy, what is your name? And he says, we are Legion.
Right.
It's straight from the Bible, buddy.
Yeah.
It's like, it also talks about Jesus casting the demons out of him.
Right.
And so
there's even a part where it says the demons, once they exorcised from the humans, will jump into farm animals like pigs, to go back to hell.
Right.
They'll do anything not to go back to hell. So they'll even, you know, it's written
in
the Bible that they'll jump into a farm animal or a pig or whatever, just to stay on Earth. Yeah.
That's fucking interesting. But then the pigs all ran into the water.
Right.
So the thing about that is, it's saying right straight up that they're demons.
Right.
And that if you want to put on a demon mask and walk around and scare people,
mm-hmm.
eventually someone's going to punch you in the face and break your mask off the face. And,
and then on top of
it,
they just made it a crime to wear that mask in a riot or a protest.
Okay.
And on top of that, their other logo, the suited man with the question mark, has the United Nations symbol behind it.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I love it.
It
makes
these
me laugh fucking so hard.
If you listen to first of all, they lie. Right?
You're anonymous, but you're secretly working for what? The United Nations? What? You know, give me a fucking break, man.
They're all bums wrestling each other.
No.
Anyways, U.S. I want to throw this in. It's in my head. The U.S. wants to fight with China. What do you think of that?
Yeah. We'd get our ass kicked because there's a billion people over there, and the Emperor of China's got, what is it, a 2 million man army ready to go?
Okay, yeah, they do.
That's also written about in the Bible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one. Do you want to elaborate?
Well, I don't know it verbatim, but basically it depicts the ten-horned monster or demon or whatever, that's supposedly supposed to be America,
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be taken down by a 2 million-man army. So, put two and two together, which, the Bible, I take the Bible with a grain of salt. I think the Bible was written as a playbook, personally.
Yeah, we
and
about
I believe it's written by the elites. Nobody can prove to me that God came down to just a select group of people and depicted all this stuff, which has been translated how many times in 4,000 years and edited and redacted, and so much of the information has been taken out of it and edited and rewritten and retranslated. So give me a break.
Yeah, I'd love
to
get my hands on a copy of an Aramaic New Testament. That'd be just great. I could read it. And, I'm just kidding. I can't read Aramaic. But, nobody
they can.
And,
the elites can.
Fucking probably. They're super smart. They're the masterminds.
Right.
They're the,
Right. They're the keepers of the age of knowledge.
It's like licking their balls, but I'm not. I'm totally dead set against them. And, what they've done to the world is upset everything. And, they murdered millions of people over time. And
hundreds of millions.
So, there was a couple more points to make about Anonymous. I watched the videos last night. So, on YouTube, there's three videos by me.
Yeah.
This is Fuck You Anonymous by James Easton. And in each one of them, I kind of say the same things, but they get progressively more informative. Now, what I started to do is make memes about Anonymous. So I just think that I go on Google, there's a million fucking pictures. I mean, if the government was really anti-Anonymous, those wouldn't be there. But they are,
right.
Which tells you something.
the government would have broke it up by now anyway, if they didn't want it, you know, if it was a real threat.
Right, they do want it. It's part of the government.
Right.
That's a surefire
sign. Part of their propaganda scheme.
Well, yeah. They want to scare
and
people.
I think it's part of what they want to incite people to protest, rally, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we have people
you know,
that
to
are
rile people up.
Right.
So they can, you know, have an excuse to come after them when the time is right.
Okay, so.
And call them domestic terrorists and black bag them, kick their doors in and black bag them.
Right.
Which is what I think it's all about, ultimately.
Yeah, it's like it's a tactic, it's a tool. They thought of
exactly.
This long before. Now, there's the movie V for Vendetta that came out. And,
these people are masters at inciting people into violence and protest and everything against them.
Right.
You know, and this is just another avenue, you know. This is a more new wave technical, you know, route that they're taking.
Yeah, it's kind of, for the layman, it's like it is not so clear. And they use that against people. They deliberately hold back information, lie to them about information, Operation Mockingbird,
right.
You know, like deceive the public and make them completely unaware of what's really going on. And then,
exactly.
You know, Hollywood's tied in.
Right.
They make a movie called V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
They give it, like, it gives a hero sort of like a, they give the story that the lone guy with this mask is a hero,
right.
But in the end, everyone's wearing the mask. And
well, it is based
up,
on a true story of, you know, the guy.
His name Fox. Guy Fawkes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually did,
and,
you know, was involved with a thing to blow up in the English Parliament and all of that. That's actually true.
But King James kicked his ass out of there.
Right.
That's the deal.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, yeah, he didn't manage to do it. And,
right, it was a failed terrorist attempt.
Right.
Which should point out something to people. This is who
yeah.
they're using as a hero, as a failed terrorist. yeah, right.
Nonetheless.
real smart.
I'm not scared by much anymore. I mean, I've been scared by things in my life, but.
So have I. I've had guns put to my head in the ghetto, buying drugs.
Oh, fuck, man. Jesus.
That's scary. Sure.
Gary. I wouldn't pretend to know what that's like.
Yeah.
But
trust me,
I,
it's not something I like to brag about. It's just to say, you know, that's about all that scares me.
What I'm trying to say is that I can't live in fear. I don't live
you
in
can't.
Fear.
You can't. No, fuck fear.
But if someone's got a gun to my head, yeah, I'll be
yeah.
scared. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Natural...
You know, your life's in your hand, in someone else's hands. Of course you're going to be scared.
But as it stands, like, all this 9/11 shit and,
yeah,
you know,
fuck all of it.
Standing
Nothing
up to these
be
motherfuckers.
Afraid of.
Yeah, it's like, fuck you. I mean, you fucking, you can take my life. But
yeah.
I'm going to make my life worth something then. And,
right.
It'll
prove your
you
point
know,
all
if,
the more if they do take your life.
Well, and I don't hope they do, but if they do.
No, I'm just saying, if they do, you know. Right, so be
so, yeah. I'm not, you
Gives
know,
a fuck.
Inciting them to come and get me.
It's worse of things to die for in this life, James. Trust me.
Well, it's just think about it, like, get in a car accident and you die. You know, that's
right.
Like,
to walk
really
out in the street,
fast.
Get hit by a fucking 18-wheeler, you know.
And then
be walking on the
inverter?
Sidewalk and the car could go out of control and jump the curb and kill you.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, if you, I don't have a death wish, but I do want to do the right thing and help people. And you do too,
right.
And lots of other
so
people
do
too.
So do I, absolutely. It's the
yeah,
right thing.
Yeah, and, you know, there's this, I play this game called Civilization.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Civilization 4, Leonard Nimoy does the voice for the,
yeah.
You know, every time there's a new technology upgrade,
yeah.
He gets on and says something. And one of them is, if you speak the truth, you better have a foot in the stirrup. So the old school idea is that if you tell the truth about what's really going on, get ready to get the fuck out of there because people will come for you. Now nowadays, we've managed to get over that bell curve or that hurdle, and we're going down the slope. But what I mean is, where people may have fought and died and tried before. And not needed. We've made it over that hurdle, and we have a chance. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So these anonymous motherfuckers, think of who they are, okay? Now let's talk about our experiences, because I'm gonna unload what happened with me. I had a guy, basically acquire my password list for Windows.
Yeah.
And they were old passwords. They were really old. How would he get this list? How would he have access to this list? He didn't fish for them. He
was actually probably in service and found all your old information.
Well, maybe he did, but there's got to be like a master database because these are really old passwords. I never typed in these passwords. Like, it's been years. So either they've been after me for years or...
Right.
Microsoft and the government thing, and they're part of the government. And you know, he made jokes about how many times he used VPN. You know, let me tell you something. VPN, if you do it like multiple times, it's virtual private networking. It's a tunnel through one computer to another. It's a secure tunnel. It's encrypted. And then you get on that computer and you go through another tunnel and another tunnel and another tunnel. Well, that can be decrypted like. That. If you go through like 50 of them, it won't make a difference. But you have to know what you're doing. And
that's like
the government.
The deep, I'm saying, what do they call it? The deep internet or whatever?
Okay.
You know, there's like a secret hidden, you know, for the bad guys. You know, it's where the Silk Road was on and stuff.
Okay.
In other words, it's like a separate kind of internet. They call it the deep internet. But, you know, that's totally monitored even more, you know, by the NSA and all that, you know, CIA and all that shit. Because that's where all the bad guys, you know, do all their fucking hinky shit, you know?
Well,
drug dealing and all that.
Is a hacker a thief? Yeah, maybe. Is a hacker a shit disturber and an instigator? Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Now, who's hiring the hackers?
The government and the computer
exactly.
companies.
They get these motherfuckers to test out all their defenses.
Right.
Pay
it's
them.
Like the FBI hired you know, the guy in the movie Catch Me If You Can, you know, the Czech fucking forger.
Okay.
You know, the Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks movie Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
That's who they hire. These governments are criminal organizations, and that's what they hire, the best criminals that outfox them. They take them into their fold. Because they can't beat them, you know?
Well, here's how I outfox them. All right?
They had to chase this guy all over the world, and he could still, you know, he was like jumping, you know, take apart a airplane bathroom and jump out of the wheel well, you know, and still escape from them.
Right.
Well, he was in handcuffs.
If there's a will, there's a way, and
that's
I have a will, and so do they, but
I
contend I'm smarter than they are. Maybe not in hacking, but in denouncing them, and that's what I do, and I'll do a very good job of it. I promise you, Anonymous, I'll destroy you, and that's my goal.
I hear
you. You don't want to follow up on that, eh?
No.
Anyway.
Fuck them. I don't even, you know.
Fuck them. They're bastards. They're fucking, yeah. They're fucking people over. They're trying to scare people.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, this thing that you were talking about, the video game thing.
Yeah.
Where the Anonymous gets on and, like,
Well, actually, it wasn't Anonymous. It was a friend that a kid gave the owner of the game that they were playing. It was an online, you know, multiplayer game.
Yeah.
It was some, you know, like war game, you know, first-person shooter game.
Right.
And the kid was like a bully online. So his friend,
okay.
You know, he was hurting a lot of people's feelings. So his friend got all his personal information and gave it to the creator of the game. And the creator of the game posed as an anonymous mask, came up in the kid's game. And started, you know, they trolled him, in other words.
Okay. Well, and that's see, that's how if you depict it as that, being like a instead of it being truly, really anonymous,
right?
Then it seems okay, but it's not okay.
Right.
First of all,
and in that sense, if you think about it, anybody could pose as anonymous, claim that they're, you know, affiliated with Anonymous, and do all kinds of shit, and blame it on Anonymous.
I just saw a video of a guy walking through a park with a mask, a ski mask on, and this one woman comes up behind him and fucking chokes him, and this other woman comes over and fucking just punching him, and they knock him over to the ground. Like, no one's gonna put up with your shit, all right?
No.
You're not so hidden, you're not so secret.
Right.
You're not if you're a guy who thinks he's like a real hacker, you're not a real hacker. You're not a real hacker unless you're working for the government. And if you're working for the government, you're going to hell. That's for fucking sure. And listen to me. The real anonymous entity, the Borg I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you go into a chat room and they have an allowance for everyone to have the same name.
Yeah.
So there's everybody speaking, and when their shit comes out, it says anonymous, and then what they're typing. There's like any number of minds acting as one mind. There's no organization. There is no there's no true organization. It's you can't meld your mind with another person's mind unless you rehearse. But the point is that what you get is insane thoughts. Okay, because they can say things like, I want to jump in a river, and I want to drink all the water in the river. Or, no, that's not good. They can say things like, I want to live, and I want to die. It's totally conflicting. It's nonsensical. And so, in that right, Anonymous is like a weed. It's a wild weed. And it's it is... you can't trust it for sure.
Kind of like ISIS is, right?
Well, pretty much.
Except without the guns and the bombs and the surface they have missiles, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to say that ultimately there's a difference between a real anonymous entity, which exists.
Yeah.
It's a natural phenomenon. And then there's the bullshit. The bullshit anonymous entity, which is this fucking Guy Fawkes mask, and everybody hiding behind a mask, and, you know, I'm wearing pink jeans and a purple T-shirt, and you're wearing blue jeans and a fucking yellow T-shirt, but we both have anonymous masks on. Fuck, we're both completely identifiable as two different people, and if anyone thinks putting a mask on is going to fucking hide you, you're out to lunch. You're fucking stupid. Stop wearing the fucking mask.
No.
It really pisses me off because people are dumb in the majority, and they don't know better. And doing this isn't helping anybody. It's actually dragging us down.
And
so
it's been made into like a trendy thing to join. You know, it's like the new rebellion. You know, it used to be, you know, like when I was a teenager, you know, you joined like a crew of guys, you know, and you wrote graffiti, you tagged your name through the streets in New York City, you know, just, you know, that was my rebellion, you know? Nowadays, mm-hmm. you could just sit in your frickin' mom's basement and rebel, you know, on the internet.
Well,
graffiti
listen,
the internet instead, you know.
There's this bullshit demonstration against the mosque in the States the last day. There are all these fucking badasses that showed up from the KKK, and they're wearing, like, not fatigues, but
fatigues, and they got guns and all of that.
They're fucking, they're lost. They're lost. If you don't, they don't even know what's going on. If you're going after a mosque, there's no fucking point. It doesn't make any sense. They're being led astray, and it's like,
well, it's the Islamophobia.
It's not even their organization.
It's racism.
It's the government that's doing it.
Yeah,
and,
it's racism. It's organized racism.
They said it was set up by, they were set up. And they
the Islamics
right
are the new blacks of the 21st century.
Well, and who's
that's what's
responsible
happening.
For that?
Yeah, who's responsible? Where's all the propaganda come
Bush.
From? No.
Prescott Bush for having George H.W. Bush.
No.
And
all the rest of them, Rumsfeld, all of them, Cheney. Look at all the trillions of dollars they've made in profit off, you know, murdering fucking Islamic.
And if you think you're, like, pro-American by showing up at an anti-Islam demonstration wearing your, your Nazi fucking uniform and pride, you're fucking pathetic. That's what you are. Fucking pathetic. And I don't want to start a beef with any groups or clubs or anything like that. I mean, it's kind of like a stupid idea. But what I will say is I know better, and I can explain it from root to tip.
Right.
And,
you can see
the
through the bullshit of it, the propaganda of it.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't think that deeply and examine what the hell they're involved with or what they're protesting against and look at the bigger picture and why they're protesting against something in the first place, why they're being led into protesting things in the first place.
They think they're doing something good for their cause, sure, it's racism, but it's something worse than that.
It's the benefit other people that you don't even know you're benefiting.
Right.
Which are the control fiends, the people in
power.
You're
being a tool. Being a fucking tool.
Because the more you hate, you know, Islamics, this, that, the Middle East, you know, you want to blow up the Middle East, all this shit, you're profiting the elites, and you're tightening the death grip around your freaking own neck. This is what they don't understand.
Now,
most people don't understand this.
This is what the news media does, okay? They narrow in, and they put a frame around something. So that's why you have little sound bites, right? Little sound clips.
Right, exactly.
I'll give you an example of the worst one in Australian history. It's the dingo ate my baby. They framed that woman, the media did, for killing her baby when she didn't do it. The dingo ate her baby. But they took her interview and mixed it up. And played it on air.
Soundbited it to death and chopped it up.
And then she sounded like a
and
fucking
ran with
evil
it.
Bitch.
It was even on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That line, the dingo ate my baby.
Yeah, I remember.
So there's your manipulation and your fucking propaganda.
So, well, here's the deal. If they narrow in on what we're talking about in this whole episode, on any point of it, to use it against us, then what they're doing is the same thing. And,
well, this is what they do. They do the same thing over and over again in different, you know, avenues and ways.
Well,
but it all stems from the same purpose, you know?
Right.
And the same intellect, the same mindset.
It's trickery. It's fucking
right,
bullshit.
Exactly.
And they should be called out for what they are. So that's the point of this.
Right.
And, you know, going back to Anonymous again, they're on. They listen to our phone calls.
Good, let them.
Because they're
you know what
part
I
of
wonder?
The government.
You know what I wonder about Anonymous? How come they never attack like government? You know, shit. That you know.
Yeah.
You know, these people that are really doing the real fucking injustices, that are mass murdering fucking millions of people overseas. You know, how come they never fuck with these people?
How come,
you know,
they claim that they're
upstanding and righteous because they fuck with, you know, they find out rapists or whatever information and out, you know, like fucking, you know, kids in college that date rape chicks and all this shit and, you know, gang rape girls or whatever. But how come they never go against, you know, if they're really, you know, out to, you know, at least make a dent in the world's problems? How come they ain't going up against, you know, people like Donald Rumsfeld and, you know, fucking the Bushes and the Cheneys? You know, Cheney is still fucking collecting, you know, hundreds of billions of fucking dollars, you know? He's on, like,
yeah,
a sick fucking heart transplant, you know. But nobody goes after these people. You know what I mean? The real fucking people that are destroying the earth, the planet, cutting nature out right from under their own feet.
Right.
They never go after these people, though. That's what I wonder about Anonymous and all these hackers.
Well, there's no need to wonder.
Who claim to be so upstanding,
like,
and righteous and all this shit.
They're full of
how
shit.
Come, you know, if I was a hacker and, you know, I had the ways and means of really truly being anonymous on the internet, I'd find the deepest, darkest, fucking nastiest shit on these fucking elites, and I'd spread it all over the world. I'd fucking hack into the fucking news networks, fucking, you know, transmissions, and I'd fucking broadcast this shit, broadcast their emails and print all over the fucking world.
Yeah.
So everybody in the populace to see the fucking real lowlives in this world that mass murder fucking hundreds of millions of people for fucking their own fucking selfish greed and profit. You know?
Whatever the reasons are.
That's what I would do if I was in Anonymous.
Right.
And let the fucking CIA and the FBI come after me for saying that. I don't give a flying fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the truth. Because if you had any fucking real balls, that's what you would, you know, that would be the natural fucking course of events, at least for me.
So
you know?
Anyway, listen.
And I'm just a
schmuck
from fucking Brooklyn with a sixth grade fucking education. Take that and
look,
smoke it in your fucking pipes. anyway,
shit,
I digress, James.
You're on a tirade, man. Cool down.
Yeah. But
okay,
honestly,
so,
wouldn't you? I mean, you know, if you had the ways and means and you were a super hacker, you know,
wouldn't you do something
good? And you could get away with murder on the internet, what would you do?
Right.
You know, you had the keys to the castle and you could fucking, you know, get into shit and truly be anonymous. I wouldn't even fucking, if I could get away with shit like that, I wouldn't even claim, I'd just, you know, do it truly, anonymously. One person.
Right.
As long as you don't open your mouth and tell anybody, no one would ever know who it was.
Yeah, exactly.
And just out these motherfuckers. You know? You got balls? Do something like that. That'll impress me.
Yeah,
other than that,
nice.
Kiss my fucking ass, man.
Right. Well, all you need to do, if you want to be anonymous, is make a video. You need voice modulation software.
Yeah,
so just,
fucking throw a stupid fucking mask on your face.
You don't even need that. You just download an old video, and you just play it back, because all it is some guy, like, moving his hands and arms and jiggling his head.
Yeah, yeah,
and
they
forth.
Use the same video over and over again. It's not even, like, the
yeah,
real person.
It's absolute pure bullshit, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. So, I don't know, we got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything you want to talk about?
I don't know.
No.
It's raining like hell here in Brooklyn. Lightning and thunder.
Yeah.
Maybe Anonymous will come out of the sky and hack my brain. Ooh, that was a nice lightning.
Fucking A, I can hear it.
I was about to end the show. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it did. I named the last two shows. The last show was on 9/11, and it was really good. It was, like, the best show we ever did. And we covered a lot of stuff about the starting with the bullshit perpetrated by AE 9/11, 9/11 Truth and Loose Change, and Wikipedia, that they covered up something about Tower 2. There's something
the orientation
in Tower 2
of the core columns.
That's right. And So far, 144 people watched that movie.
That's great.
And it's a small number, but things spread out pretty quick. I mean,
yeah,
the word
will spread around.
Yeah, fuck, I hope it does.
They'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends.
It's not hard to, you know, they just need to say, well, the way that the core alignment in the tower was, it was the wrong way in the movie, and they should know better.
Right.
So that was our best show, and in the video there's lots of images from 9/11. Mm-hmm. There's probably about 1,000 images. And
you've been doing a great job with the photographs, James.
Well, I just downloaded them.
No, I know, but still, they're great pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps it fresh in people's minds.
Too long. Yeah. I'm just like, who cares, man? Just use your mouse and click a little ahead, and don't be a fucking bitch.
Right.
anyway, so I thought the show would be done in 2 minutes, but it's not done.
Okay. We'll keep going.
Let me talk about Biggest Lie 8. So I did a bunch of renderings, and I've also got what I'm going to do now is the tower inside, showing where they placed all the bombs, and you're going to go up the tower.
That was a nice one.
That's my next project. I got really kind of drunk last night, and I did a couple of videos. What's that?
No, my mother's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
She gets angry because I stand outside and curse. She doesn't want the landlord to hear me cursing outside.
Oh, okay.
But it's raining, nobody could hear them.
Oh, right.
She's 80 and cranky at everything in the world, you know.
All right.
We could only live that long. I hope to be half as cranky as she is.
Come on, dog. Black dog. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll cut it off here.
All right.
We
always edit it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, cuz.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.